Oh, don't you know where you live?
I'm sorry, I nearly said command supply.
Oh, well. I've just rung 40577. What are you?
4755?
Yes, I know.
All the way around. That's good, isn't it?
Yes. We're doing well. Is your mother home?
Yes, she is. Hang on a sec, I'll get her.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello. How did Lord Ken get on?
Not too bad, not too bad. We got him home right about 1 o'clock, I suppose.
Oh, good. He made good time then.
Yes, he did.
And is he feeling better now, a little bit?
Oh, not really, no.
No, poor chap.
No, he's not feeling very well.
Ah, oh, still it's all over with, isn't
yes.
it? Will he have the results yet?
Yes, we saw Mr. Griffiths.
Yes.
And, I went to pick him up. Mr. Griffiths came in and said, you'll be glad to know I checked him and... And it's a tears a whistle, he said.
Oh, that's marvellous.
No, no problems at all. He said, aren't you pleased? I said, yes.
Oh, good.
So he said, we'll see him again next year.
Oh, well, that's, you'd be able to look forward to that.
Great. But he's, well, he slept all the afternoon, you know.
Yes.
But he's just waking up and had some supper and...
He's feeling...
The trouble is that it's, you know, having a tube put in your inside.
Oh, I know.
I mean, every time he goes to do a wee, he's in agony, you know.
Oh, poor chap.
He puts it off, you know, and puts it off.
Yes.
I'm making him drink, because they're supposed to drink pints so that they don't get an infection.
Yes.
And he's saying, don't make me drink. He's all right taking it in this end. It's when it goes out.
Yes, sir.
Okay. They're having this little battle at the moment.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, it must be terribly painful. I can hear him when he's in the bathroom going, oh, oh.
Oh, dear.
That would be terrible.
Yes, yes.
Poor soul.
Oh, oh
we
good.
We were hoping to go tonight to see
the film show or the slides.
Yes, the slides, but we won't get there. I mean, it's ridiculous. He doesn't feel well enough.
No, he's going to be uncomfortable, isn't he?
Yes, that's right.
Especially with all that drink slopping around
yes.
inside him.
How did you get on, all right?
Oh, they gave me 4 x-rays.
Did they?
Yes, I said I should be radioactive at this rate.
Oh.
And,
good. And the results you get when you see Mr...
Yes, but apparently I should have gone next week.
Should you?
Yes, but she said last week, come next Tuesday. So I went next Tuesday, which was today. And then she said she meant next Tuesday, bank holiday week.
Oh, huh. Stupid.
Yes, so...
But she did it anyway.
She did it. I said, well, look here, I brought my dressing gown and slippers. I got some nice cotton tops. I'm not going to tell Tim.
Did you?
Yes, I meant only to get 1 or 2. But, that you know, I mean, if I stock up now, then I don't need to do it again, do I? Yes.
Oh, what outer wear tops, you mean?
Well, no, some I can wear underneath.
Oh.
You see, against my skin.
Oh.
And some I can wear on top. But the thing was, I couldn't get a cotton petticoat or cotton slip anywhere.
Couldn't you?
No, they're all this polyester, mostly.
Oh.
So in the end, I bought a white cotton skirt, and I hope it won't be too full. I'll just have to see.
Oh, yes, that's a point.
Yes. Anyway, so there we are.
But you did have some success.
Yes, and I met Mrs. Carter and we had lunch together, which was very nice.
Oh, did you? Was Eileen Carter?
Yes, and then she was going and I suddenly remembered she'd paid for the lot. Fortunately, I managed to catch her.
Oh.
She must have thought I was terrible.
Oh, dear.
Well, thank you very much for taking me in today.
Oh, very welcome, Bob.
Would you like some frozen fruit from our freezer as a small recompense?
Oh, dear, for goodness sake, no, I don't want anything. I'm
well, I've got such a lot.
Have you?
Yes, and I don't suppose you've got a lot at the moment.
No, we haven't.
What do you like? Gooseberries, blackcurrants, rhubarb?
Blackcurrants would be lovely.
Blackcurrants, raspberries? Blackcurrants.
Oh, blackcurrants or raspberries.
Yes, okay then. Righto, when I next see you then, we'll bring them over when it's coming away. Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Okay then, Brenda. Love to the Lord Ken.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
I'll give it to him. Bye.
Yes, bye bye. Oh, hello. Is that you, Nikki?
It's me, Nikki.
Oh, yes. Vivian Holt.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I was thinking about you today.
Oh, yes. What's that?
Oh, I was thinking, my God, there's a lot of children in this class.
I know.
Did you find there was... I mean...
Yes.
Cat, chats, or are you all right? Is this a short one?
Sorry?
I don't mean a long, long chat, but...
Oh, no, no, no. What are you... I mean, I'm not keeping you from anything.
No, I just... I've been to a developmental writing thing at Westfield, which was very enjoyable, and then I just thought I'd do a bit of the shopping.
Yes.
Just really come in, but I had... You know those days when I went in, all planned, got it going, and then we had something else come in, then we had to go into the hall for an hour.
I know,
and we had to go in and watch the Kids Can Say No. And I feel that I've achieved nothing, and the children are really, I feel... You know, I need to lick them into shape again.
Yes, you have to force the writing and the math on them, don't you? It's a question of bulldozing it into the curriculum at times.
Yes, did you find that? I mean, is it just me? I mean, I consider myself pretty strict.
Yes.
But I found them quite, you know, I had to keep reminding them to be quiet.
I know. I found they got very high towards the end of last term.
Yes.
And I put it down to Comic Relief Day.
Yes.
And Easter.
Yes.
But now, of course, you've got the concert looming, haven't you?
Right. Hang on a minute, Peter. Just to close the door. Well,
yes. Well,
well, it's quite a relief to hear you say that. Cause
yes, I found they got very high last term, and I kept saying to Miss Rhys that I... were hers high, and she was saying no, everything was going along steadily, and man, we're terribly excited for some reason.
Well, I wonder, you know, I don't always know what to make of Marion Frith. What do you? I don't know.
No, I think she, well, quite honestly, I think she can be rude, and I think Jackie Seaton can too.
Oh, I know. I mean, I haven't run up against them, but I don't find them over helpful.
No help at all from Jackie Seaton, and sometimes I'd have almost to beg.
Yes.
For things.
Well, I had a quick word with Julie Verney. She's nice because I'm helping her. Well, today was the she was practicing in the hall with the three classes.
Yes.
Jackie Seaton said, well, she was doing stock taking and she wouldn't be in, but she'd take assembly, which is fair enough.
Yes.
So I went in, and obviously nobody was prepared to help. Marion Frith disappeared and was I thought, well, blow this, I'm going to check up where she is, and she was actually helping stock taking.
Yes.
But Julie Verney was saying, well, thanks for your help. You know, it was nice because I came and I actually did help, you know.
Yes.
Chime bars like you would help.
Yes.
And she really seemed grateful. And
yes.
You found the same, that you got lumbered with
them. She told you that.
More or less.
Yes, I did get lumbered.
Yes. You know,
yes.
You go out your way to help somebody and you find you're doing it all.
That's right. And also, I found that I got no help from the assistants. Well, they were willing to help, but if there was any chance of anybody grabbing an assistant,
yes.
You know who grabbed them.
Jackie Seaton.
Yes.
I find her... I get to the stage where I come out of the staff room because I feel like saying to her, if you don't want to put anything into teaching, then why don't you get out?
That's right.
Yes,
she's just ticking over, isn't she?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yes. Well, it's nice to have this chat and know that you feel the same. I used to come home so cross sometimes.
Oh, I'm so glad to have a chat with you because I don't want to moan. I'm enjoying it and the children are lovely.
Oh, yes, they are lovely, if a little excitable.
That's what I find. I'm 30 in that. I do sympathise with you.
Mm.
I mean, let's go all together because...
And it's the reading. The very effort of getting everybody read.
That's right.
Mm.
The door is just shut.
Sorry, I'm shouting at
my... That's all right. I don't mind at all.
No, it's really ridiculous.
Mm.
But anyway, I mean, I can't... Did you have any, not trouble, but Danielle Jackson?
Oh, yes. Yes, in a sly way.
Yes, I've had Laura Traherne. I've moved over to her table thinking that she'd enjoy the...
No, it doesn't work out, does it?
Not at all, Mummy.
No, I did move Laura over there and moved her back again.
Ah, well, I've got her back. But the trouble is the best table is the one Bethany is on, that big one, and it just, you can't put any more children on it.
No, you can't.
No.
Have you managed to get in another table?
Oh, you did that for me.
Oh, did I?
Yes, because I came in. I got a note, made a note out to... the caretaker, Les.
Oh, yes.
I asked him to get me a table out, which he duly did, and I went in, and I counted, and there were 30 places.
Ah.
So you must have done it. And I thought, oh, she's done it for me. How nice.
Oh, how good.
Yes.
Well, I found it was a little tight on that table.
Oh, it's terribly tight. But I did wonder, I got to the stage where I'm wondering where to put three big tables and mix them all up.
Yes, yes.
Try that.
Yes,
no, you can't have any corners or anything.
No, no, and you had to push around all the time, don't you? And yes, oh dear.
Oh, I do feel better. I thought it was me being a lousy teacher.
Oh, no. In fact, I've not missed being there much at all this term because I used to get really quite depressed in that staff room.
Yes. The lack of enthusiasm.
And the lack of help. I mean, Denise had her faults, but she was very helpful.
Oh, yes. Always.
Yes.
In fact, I've missed her. Pete Barker's all right, but the presentation is absolutely disgusting.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I thought to myself, because Marion Swift got the job, which I was after, which I suppose is a bit, I'm a little bit jealous. Not now.
Oh.
But I look at what she does in her...
I know.
Nothing.
No, it's not. There's no expertise there, is there?
Not really, but
no.
I suppose we do learn, and she hasn't been to other schools, and I've learned an awful lot in the last 3 years. Take this all the dog's assault, you know. I'm basically quite happy, but quite relieved. It's the sheer organisation and getting everything done in the day.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, you
want
to talk to me about
Well, what I rang up about was, did you have anybody want to photograph?
I'll be honest with you.
No.
I haven't asked them.
Oh, that's all right.
Can I leave it another week?
Well, yes, if you don't think it's too late now.
Oh, no.
No, okay, then. Well, when shall I call and pick them up?
Would it be easy if I drop them into you?
Okay, yes, when you finish.
You're not going to be there for another month, are you?
I don't know when I'm coming again. Did you get that book back?
I've got two books for you.
Have you? Oh, good.
And I've got them in my basket and they're home. I didn't leave them at school in case you wanted them.
Oh, right.
Is that all right?
Yes, fine. What are they? The House on the Strand.
Yes.
And,
University.
Yes, yes.
I put them both.
Oh, you are kind. I never expected to see the House on the Strand again.
Oh, yes.
Oh, lovely. Oh, well done.
So I've got those two safely at home.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
You are at home now yourself, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm just so glad it's an in-service training day tomorrow so I can switch off. Well, not really switch off, but, you know.
Well, I find they're quite hard work sometimes.
We went to an in-service training day over at Bruton and last term, and it was art and design, and I chose to do play. And I really, really enjoyed it. We had a
lovely day. Oh, lovely. Yes.
Worn out.
Yes, I know. It's using these little grey cells, isn't it?
I think I've lost mine. I found, who was the other one who was a pain? Not a pain, Sam Dampier. Not a pain, but obviously anxious to get on. And
oh, yes. Funny little boy.
Yes.
And Mum's a bit odd, too.
Yes, she said to me, well, Sam was a bit... Well, she wasn't being funny, but she said Sam's a bit worried because he hasn't, you know... and he was waiting in the line. I know there's a lot of children. I said, yes, I know. And I said, I've got to the stage now where I'm going to Yeovil tonight. I thought, what I'll do every morning is teach a lesson to the children.
Mm.
You know, very, very old-fashioned stuff. We
yes.
do it all the time. We do
yes.
all tens and units adding. And then I know that I have taught them something.
Yes.
Every day in the good old-fashioned way.
Well done. Do it your way.
Yes.
How'd you get on with James Tuck?
Oh, he's all right.
Yes, if you let him... just tick along in his own little gentle way.
Yes.
But I don't think it's normal, do you?
I think he's slow.
I think his metabolism is tremendously slow.
What makes you think of him? I mean, obviously I'm getting to know him, but what is it that worries you?
Well, because last year I tried to put a firecracker under him a little,
mm-hmm.
and Denise said to me specifically, just let him tick along, he seems happier that way. But I can't remember whether I mentioned it to you or not.
What, the firecracker?
No, just letting him tick along.
No, I haven't. What is there anything specifically wrong with him, or is he just...
Well, he's always backwards and forwards to the doctor, and they're always trying to get down to whatever it is that's sort of behind it all. I think he's just slow.
Mum's the head of the Beavers, you know that?
Yes, I know, yes.
I've met her before, and we used to get on quite well.
Mm.
No, he seems to be happy.
Oh, good.
He even brought me some flowers the other day.
Oh, yes. He's a sweet little boy. And he's beautiful with his brother.
Don't you find that when you give them a chance to do news, they're terribly selfish and they go on too long?
News,
when you're talking. When you're...
Oh, yes, that's right. Especially those twins, Jonathan, what's his name?
No, Ben and Tim.
No, not them. I can't understand Ben, mind you, but the other twins, the doctor's son. I can't stick that boy.
What, Jonathan?
Jonathan. Tricker.
He's a little bit too...
Oh, he's the typical public school pushy type.
I love his brother.
Oh, he's sweet. I feel very sorry for that little boy because I think life must be difficult for him at home.
Do you know, I think he copes with it, though.
Yes, yes.
When I first met him, when he was very little, yes, and he used to hold my hand, which was always sort of warm as a child to me.
Yes, that's right. And he'll cuddle up to you, even now, yes.
Yes, it's lovely. So that was that. What was the other one I was thinking? No, Ben and Tim Woods, I want to shake their heads. Alastair Taylor, I could kill.
Oh, is he a nuisance?
A nuisance. He's a lazy devil.
I thought he was going to be a bit of a nuisance.
And he talks and he interferes.
Yes, yes.
He has a desk on his own. He'd be wonderful at the work he does.
Yes. He's not too slow, is he? I mean, his work's not too bad.
That's the annoying part. He's put it in him.
Just doesn't bring it out.
Right. Well, Sam Bright... Oh, Damien. Damien, I've managed to get... Mrs. Jordan has volunteered to hear him read every night because she hears his brother.
Oh, really?
Yes, because Damien really worries me. He's a nice little boy, but he's so behind.
I know. Yes. And, yes, yes. Oh, good.
So I'm not really bothering with SRA with him because he just can't do it.
No, I know.
Have you any other suggestions? I mean, do you know the particular thing that's in that classroom that would help?
What, with Damien?
Mm. I mean, he can't keep doing key phonics.
No, I don't know. I just put him on the exercises in the end, you know, the puzzles and things.
Yes, that sort of thing.
Hmm.
Oh, and the other thing I was discussing... I'm sorry, you're getting an earful of this. You couldn't have phoned at a better time.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, the other thing I've found very strange is there weren't any dictionaries in the classroom. Not
children's dictionaries. There were not many children's dictionaries.
Well, they have those little booklet-y things.
Yeah, but there are a few at the bottom of the bookcase, aren't there?
The McDonald's starter type.
Yes.
Yes, I wanted more... Well, with
Yeah.
They're in the library, but I'm quite astonished they haven't got any in that they can use, you know.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. There we are.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so...
You have to be innovative and purchase them.
Yes, I'm doing a lot of things on my own. I've got two drapes up, but one I bought and one that's part of my son's curtain because it's a red...
Oh, you've got drapes up. Oh, well done.
Drapes up, I think. It's disgraceful they haven't got... I mean, if we're going to have drapes, we've actually had to have trellis in.
You have?
Oh, the trellis has arrived.
Where have you put it?
Where you talked about, which is the only place, really.
Yes, it is.
Climbing up the wall.
Oh, I'll come and have a look at it sometime.
Well, it's not awfully exciting. It's got a drape over it. It's quite heavy. Tony's bought heavy duty stuff to last.
Yes.
Stuff.
It's going to last forever, yes.
Yeah. But I must confess, I agree with Pete Barker. When we finish with it, when it's out of fashion, it'll be jolly good in the car.
It will, yes, that's true.
Yes. But what about what about you now? How are you?
Oh, fine. Well, yes, I am fairly fine.
Oh. Dare I ask how the house is, or shall I not?
No, it's not at the moment.
Drat. It's, as you already know, it's a bad time to try and...
I know, but I'm quite happy, so...
Good. You've got a lovely house and garden, and you've got lots to do.
There's too much to do, yes.
Suddenly it'll all happen.
Yes. Oh, how's Sally keeping? Because of her allergies, are they?
Well, she came in blotchy the other day, and they couldn't decide what it was.
Hmm.
I mean, I feel... I mean, she seems very well. She's certainly lost some weight, and she looks ever so nice. She's obviously had some new clothes, which, you know, suit her very well.
Oh, good.
Yes, so that's very nice.
Hmm.
But we find we're wearing more or less the same colours, so we have to be careful.
Oh, yes.
Cause beige and navy.
Oh, yes, because she can't wear blue.
She can't wear blue?
No, that's one of the colours she's allergic to.
Well, that's funny. She was wearing all blue the other day.
Oh, she has to wear a specific sort of blue. One, she can only wear things that don't have indigo in them.
Oh. Well, funny how this has suddenly started over the last year, 2 years.
Yes.
The sun is another one, isn't it?
Who? The sun, yes. Oh. Well, this is why I'm not quite so well at the moment. I thought I'd got to the bottom of my allergies, but I came out in the most terrible rash last week.
Oh.
And I was telling them all at school how much better I was, but I think it might have been primulas I touched.
Oh, you poor thing. Is it just the last sort of couple of years that you've...
Oh, no, 10 years I've had it.
Oh, dear.
Yes, but hopefully it's primulas, and I'm never going to touch another primula in my life.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yes.
Have you been into school recently? Have you been able
to... No. Andrew's only just gone back, and I've had this rash for a week, so I was quite happy not to be in school.
Yes.
Anywhere.
Lovely.
Hmm.
Well, I'm glad you're all right.
Yes, and I'm glad you're quite enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it. I just get very frustrated, as no doubt you did too.
Yes, I'm quite depressed, but perhaps it won't get you that way.
I feel as if I'm knocking my head against a brick wall. I know all the beautiful things that we should be doing. I mean, you've got to hit a balance. I think Castle Kerry has too much, Queen Campbell hasn't enough. You know, if we took the best of both worlds, it would be just right.
Would you say Castle Kerry was more formal then and more old-fashioned in its methods?
No, far more the other way.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I've always found, in different ways, I mean, in presentation and style, they say Castle Kerry is a good PR job.
Yes. But then Queen Camel used to do a very good PR job, didn't it?
I don't know. I mean, I always felt that Queen Camel had what I wanted for my children, which was a very good formal education.
Yes.
I mean, it was the best of the primary schools as far as I was concerned.
Yes.
I am still very pleased it could be last year, well, last term now. I just feel, if they're going to go the way of the modern schools, they're caught between the two. That's their problem.
That's right.
And they've got to go, you know, really get their finger up. What do you think of Joan Ellis?
Well, do you know, I have a certain sneaking respect for her.
Mm.
I think she's had a difficult job to do there.
Yes. I think she's biding her time.
Oh, yes. I think she's a very hard lady.
Mm.
And she'll get what she wants.
Yes. Oh, yes.
She'll plot and she'll plan. But for all that, I rather like her.
I used to find her very nervy, but obviously she was...
She settled down a lot this last year.
Yes.
And she's easier in her manner, I think.
She's certainly not, forgive me saying it, but not a slave driver like Vivian is.
Oh, no. No.
I think she'll achieve her ends in a different way.
That's right.
I think she understands now really what she is up against. It must have been terribly frustrating for her.
I felt very sorry for her in the first few months with that very strong body of old friends facing her.
Yes.
Hmm.
I think she's finding her way and she's getting there. Really, I mean, you know that Pete Barker, you told me, but there's nothing being confirmed.
Oh, not yet.
Yes, very hush-hush. And did you know under the... I'm sure you did. They hush-hush that they're probably losing a class. Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
That's right. But that's
Yes.
That's not come out in the open, so obviously there won't be an opening for me there anyway.
No, shame. I didn't realise that, though, until towards the end of the term.
Mm. This is it. You know, they talk about things in the class, in the staff room. You don't like to say, pardon what? You know. But there we are. I suppose that's it.
Well, I think they're bound to lose a class, aren't they? Because if Pete Barker goes, they're not going to replace him.
Oh, no. No, because the numbers are
dwindling. Yes, that's right. Yes.
Same size as Castle Kerry.
Yes.
So we shall see what happens.
Yes, never mind. One day.
Well, I hope so, yes. I just get a bit despondent sometimes. I think always a bridesmaid, never the bride.
Well, Queen Helen, I don't think you've got a lot of hope for a while.
No.
Unless, of course, she tries to get rid of somebody else.
I don't see who she can, because nobody's near retiring age and nobody's going to move unless Denise goes on to become a deputy head or...
Well, this is what I was wondering might happen, but Denise is too nervy, I think.
I don't know. The only other person would be... Well, Jackie Seaton will never go.
No. She might actually eventually, physically, have a physical breakdown pension, mightn't she? But I don't think she wants that, because she's bored to tears at home.
Really?
Hmm.
No, she's very... Sometimes she's quite helpful, and other times I feel, you know, I don't know where I stand with her.
No.
Never mind.
No.
Anyway, I will let you
go. Oh, yes. Well, we're going to Kent tomorrow to see my mother for a little while. Because she's flying off to Canada.
Oh, marvellous.
So we're going to say Godspeed before she disappears into the sunset.
Oh, wonderful. Which part of Kent do you go to?
We're going near Maidstone.
Have we had this discussion before? Because I come from Kent.
Oh, now, which part of Kent do you come from?
Sevenoaks.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, my husband and I both went to Maidstone Grammar School.
Good heavens. Well, my grandfather was a headmaster in the Kent area. He was in Plaxton.
Oh, yes.
And my mother went to, oh, I don't know, well, yes, I mean, we've always packed all items, you know, that's what.
Oh, well, I used to live in Richmond Heath.
What happened?
Hey, right in the middle of the woods there.
Oh, great. Well, yes, there's some connection with Rootham as well. I think Grandad had something to do with that as well.
Yes.
He ran the Kent Teachers Magazine at one time.
Oh, yes, I was a teacher in Kent.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yes.
My mother was teaching there as well. So it's been, yes, we're really, both Roger and I are, no, Kentish by birth.
Where do you actually come from, Plaxtol, do you, or from Sevenoaks?
Well, I was... Item originally, my family's from Plaxtol. My grandfather taught in Plaxtol. He was a headmaster there.
Yes.
And then we moved to Sevenoaks to be nearer, and always round Sevenoaks, and then we went to Chipstead for a while.
Yes.
Outside Sevenoaks Riverhead.
Yes, yes, yes.
But, oh no, born and 21 years.
Ah.
Isn't then when I moved and I married.
Ah.
Lovely place.
Yes. Yes.
I suffer from severe kentitis when we come back here.
Do you? Oh, I miss the trees, but I must say it's all getting very spoilt, I think, North Kent.
Yes,
And it's going to get so much worse, isn't it?
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, this is the thing, we miss the trees, exactly the same as you.
Yes.
And
yes.
You don't realise until you go up just how many trees there are.
No, especially in the Weald, it's lovely.
Yes.
The Weald I love. Still.
Oh, lovely. You know I used to go to a pub called the Wheat Sheaf up at Ride Hill, did you?
Well, I know it. I don't think I've ever been there.
It's a private house now, but it was on right overlooking the Weald of Kent.
Hang on, I'll ask my husband. Did we used to go to the Wheat Sheaf at Ide Hill?
Never been there.
No, he knows it, but he has never been there.
Oh, well.
We used to go to the Moat Farm near Rootham for meals sometimes and a swim.
Oh, lovely.
Hmm.
I went to school in Hildenbad.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, well.
We had to have a Kent reunion when we both unimportant.
That's right. Oh, well.
Much for listening to me and letting me get it off my back.
Oh, it's nice to hear from you. It's nice to speak to somebody who is, as it were, independent.
Yes, yes.
Because I began to think it was me.
I'm quite relieved that you found the same.
Yes, I think one often does when one gets one's head together with somebody, doesn't one?
That's right. You see, you're not really quite so
odd.
That's right. Oh, that's marvellous.
Mm.
Thanks for phoning. Perhaps have another chat again.
Yes, lovely.
Lovely to let off steam.
See you sometimes.
Oh, what should I do about the books? Hang on to them?
Oh, hang on to them. And then when I am, if anybody wants a photograph, which they may not now, but if they do, I'll have them back then.
Right, and we do it all together then.
Lovely.
Okay
then. Bye-bye. Hello?
Are you calling?
Brian.
Brian Hay.
Holt.
Brian Holt?
Yeah.
Brian Holt.
Well, I hope so.
Hello, how are you?
All right, thank you.
Very good. My mum's
at
Brownies at the moment, Brian. I just
give
you sad.
What, miserable?
Oh, I know. You call her all the miserable things you like. That's
yes, all right. If he's around,
Sorry?
Call him in from the garden.
Well, he's sitting right next to me here, so I'll just pass you over.
All right. That's right. Carry on.
Is somebody there?
Yeah.
Hello, you miserable old
fellow. I'm all right, you?
Very well indeed, yes.
Good. Why aren't you gardening?
Well, actually...
Because you've done it all, yeah, I know.
Both of the states have poured the rain all day long.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And we've just sat down and Rowena and I just eat. Robert's just come in, he's having his dinner.
Ah.
And I was trying to get rid of a mouthful of could before I spoke to you.
I see.
How are you, Brian?
We're well, thank you.
Oh, lovely. Funny enough, Rosemary was only talking about you the other day. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. That's why I rang up, really.
Right.
give us the date again.
July the 9th.
July the 9th. Yes.
Is it on or not?
Yes, it is.
What's the problem?
Well, just because something else was cropping up. We weren't quite sure whether I got the right date and whether it was still okay. Because last year we were invited to a wedding and we were all ready to go. We were going to stay away the weekend. And on the Friday night, was it? Or Saturday night? The Friday night, I think it was, yeah. Before the wedding, we had a telephone call saying, don't come, it's off.
Oh, gracious. That wasn't so happy then, was it?
No. So we just wanted to make sure that was still...
July the 9th, and I think possibly you'll be getting invitations quite soon now, because I think Rosemary was writing them over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
While I was finishing the staircase.
How?
So, in the... Oh, that's... Boss Cat here just said that she's got a check.
Yeah, well, someone's got to, yeah.
Right, yes. And, in actual fact, well, will you be at home tonight? Because I'm sure Rosie'd love to see you.
Well, I should be out earlier on, because it's Red Cross week, and I should be out collecting.
Yes.
So, but I'll be back by about 9.
Okay, well, what I will do is to ask, give you a ring.
You're all right, then.
9 o'clock, how's that?
Yes, okay.
Love to chat to you, because I mean, it was over the weekend, you know.
Yes.
Your name came along, you see, and she said various horrible things about me. And now suddenly, bang, you rang. Your ears must have been burning.
That's right. Only we've had one or two invitations rolling in about things about that time and holidays and that sort of thing. We wanted to make sure that we did go and get double booked.
Right, lovely. Well, you mustn't get double booked for that, because Rosie will be looking forward to things.
Okay.
How is everybody in general?
Oh, well, pretty good. Elizabeth seems to be all right. She's still at York.
Yes.
Because she passed last year and she's now doing a PhD. Andrew's at college, just doing his, getting ready for his A-level exams next week or the week after or something, pretty close anyway. It's all revision, sweat and toil at the moment, you know, trying to catch up on 2 years of neglect. Vivian's been teaching the whole of this year. She went in to do a couple of weeks for a teacher who had back trouble, and this teacher had such severe trouble that she finished up. She's going to stop at the end of this month.
So what are you taking over from her, if you weren't or what?
Sorry?
Has there been taking over from her or what?
Well, she had to, yes, and she's got to carry on there until... the summer holiday part-time. She's been doing full-time up till now, but this other teacher's gradually coming back, so she's actually been put on the proper staff role, you know.
She's enjoying it.
Oh, yes, a lot of hard work, mine, of course. But,
today is hard work anyway.
Well, yes. Because there's so much more you have to do. You spend all your time filling out forms and messing about with new ideas, and you can actually teach the kids, but still. So, we're all pretty good, and you're not?
Yes, all very well, and at the moment, Robert's sprained a couple of, hamstrings. Instead of straining one, he's done both of them.
Oh, heck. What was he doing then?
He does a lot of karate and training and things like that, you see.
Yes.
And probably what with all the bending and stretching and kicking.
He's done it, yeah.
Sort of one time there, he's got a bit of this glandular fever or something.
Oh.
He felt sort of rough. And anyway, mother got him an appointment with the doctor, and that's what the doctor said, and that's why he sort of feels so rough. So he said he's got to pack up for at least 3 weeks, gave him some tablets.
Yes.
Just said, you know, very, very, sort of just bend your toes and bend down every now and again, but don't really do anything.
Oh, yes.
But of course, that's the trouble, isn't it? These athlete-type people, they're always at the docks, aren't they?
Well, that's right. Yeah, bits and pieces falling off.
People are putting down, but...
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I wasn't very happy. But the only trouble is now you're taller than what I am, so...
Oh, I see.
I
mean,
I
have
to say things like that when he's not watching me.
Well, he always was a bit cheeky, so... You get a smack round here, do you, every so often?
Yes, well, only if I can stand on a chair. And, of course, Ro and Steve, they went down to Wales for the weekend.
Yes.
And they came back yesterday, so... For sort of half an hour she's been in now, she only told me sort of had to sit and talk.
Oh, I see.
Mother's out at Brownies. Did you say you were going out collecting Red Cross money?
Yes.
Was the lady about to call on us, I think, any minute?
Oh, well, there you are. Get your fiver out then and stuff it in the box.
Lovely.
You tell her when she comes to the door that you've been already ear-rolled by the Red Cross on the phone, told to be extremely generous. Yeah.
It begins here, sweetheart. Anyway.
All right, well, I'll be back about 9.
Okay, and I'll get Mother to ring you about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, okay then. Right. All right, bye.
Hello?
Oh, Vivian, sorry to bother you.
All right.
Could you ask Tim if, when he goes to this meeting tomorrow, could he give Ken Lehman's apologies through sickness?
Yes. Oh, dear, what's the matter with Ken?
Well, he's got this wretched,
gout. Oh, yes.
And he's flat on his back.
Ah,
but
poor
Tim could give his apologies, because that's the reason he's not going to be there.
Yes, fine.
Sorry to bother you.
Righto, Michael.
Thanks, Vivian.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.